The WILO Morning Show, I promised it. I got him on the phone. He can hear me loud and clear. You're about to hear him loud and clear. Jason Wells of the Jason Wells Band.
Good morning.
I suppose it's a good thing that it's named after you.
Yeah, so I can remember the name.
So, yeah, I don't know. Now, am I playing in Parliament or Funkadelic? I can never remember.
Right.
Jason, first of all, it's good to talk to you. First time in 2022. It's been a few months for us.
Yeah, good to be back on.
And you've got a few things in the works, but the big thing appears to be the Music Matters Tour. It's sort of like a traveling Hoosier Woodstock that I understand you're going to start doing around January 21st, multiple, about half dozen locations in the region. Give us some details about this. I know you're playing all of those shows, but then there are going to be different guests on each of these.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's going to be very cool. So we're doing this tour, and it's through just parts of this area. And then each night, well, we have Shadow Ravenscroft. He's an upcoming artist that's just kind of stepping out into the music scene and trying to make a name for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to be like the opener. And then we'll have each night we'll have another opener, and it's also from some upcoming artists, some younger artists, people that are just trying to get out and figure out the music business and all that kind of stuff. So, and then another layer, we'll have special guests come and sit in, and I'll call them up and sit in with my band. And we've got people like Jamie Werner from the Graciously Departed, Grateful Dead tribute band that's pretty big around Lafayette and all over the place. And then got Mark Ridge from, used to be with Shorty and the Chef.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Milligan from Mike Milligan and Steam Shovel.
So this is pretty high-profile stuff. This is going to be good.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And it just keeps getting bigger because last night I was just sitting here thinking, man, I need a sound guy to come and help out. I need some volunteers. And then I turn around and somebody messaged me and asked if I had sound. So everybody's jumping on board and everybody's being a part of it. And it just keeps growing. And it's actually growing faster than what I can get everything out.
Right.
Which is a good thing. Good problem.
Yeah. And you're going to be doing this over a two-week period, basically from January 21st through the end of the month. Burlington,
yeah.
Rossville, Logansport, Monticello, Lafayette, and Fowler, I think, is the sixth city?
Yes. It's a really neat area up there in Fowler. And we're hitting Lafayette, Fowler, and swinging up to Monticello, Logansport, down to Rossville, and over to Burlington. And you know, the way it's growing, we might actually extend it by the time we get there, or we're definitely going to do some more. But this really is just, the music industry is really messed up right now.
It's
still coming out of a lot of things. And I think in every area, you know, the local scene is trying to rebuild itself.
Mm-hmm.
And until that really happens, bands like myself is having a hard time going to the other local scenes because, you know, that they're all struggling everywhere.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to put this together to not only get music, there's a lots of aspects to this. One thing, it's going to point to the Music Matters Festival, which is really awesome. It's a camping, all kinds of bands, original artists. It's family friendly. It's been a great time. So it's a kind of an extension of that. And it's also a kind of extension. You know, there's been so many things that in the music industry over the years that separated the upcoming artist from the professional artist,
mm-hmm.
you know, or the kids learning. And this is, you know, in a way, I think we got to get back to looking at the music community and the music scene instead of the music industry or the something or other, you know, because over the years it separated so much talent and things. And so this is kind of just incorporating, bringing all the levels of music into this tour. and bringing up the younger artists and having some special guests. And then, and also we're going to do some things, to, you know, trying to get people to kind of follow us on the tour so you can see, like...
So it'll be like the Grateful Dead.
yeah. You know, and you can kind of follow us through through the tour and see the transitions and see different, you know... there's just a lot of things, you know, when I know this is just through Indiana, but when a band's out on the road playing songs every night and doing different things, you know, you get, you know, it changes you and it kind of gives you a lot of inspiration and just lots of things about it. So that's another aspect of this that the younger artists that will get to see and the fans will get to see. You know, so there's really a lot of good things about it, that just trying to bring music and get people out and appreciate the music that we have. We have so much talent right here in Indiana, in this area. There's a lot of talent, and I think it's really changing to where people want to really appreciate it now. You know, and the people's mindset. I'm just seeing it everywhere I talk to, everywhere I do play. People are sitting closer. People are listening better. People are having different conversations about it now.
And it's encouraging because it's a nice Hoosier showcase, so we appreciate you doing that on that level. And they can find more information about this on your website, yes?
Yes. A lot of the details will be at jasonwellsmusic.com. And then Music Matters Festival Facebook page. I'll have some has the event with all the listings and everything. And then obviously on my Facebook, and I'll be posting about it. And jasonwellsmusic.com and the Music Matters Festival Facebook page is where the event is and the listing it's still growing, though. That's the beautiful thing, is the people are jumping on board and helping out, and it's going to be lots of fun.
All right, looking forward to it, and appreciate you calling in this morning, and we look forward to this all starting in about 2 weeks. January 21st will be the first date.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me on this morning. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Jason, thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon. And we're going to go ahead and roll a Jason Wells Band song for you right now on WILO 740.